Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Rick, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Hopefully everyone had a blessed-filled day. I know me, mine was a very tiresome day, but that's all right. As long as we all are still breathing, we okay. Well, it's been one hell of a day. That's all I can say. It's been a day. I'm reading an article today about a kid in Baltimore, Maryland, who was charged with first and second degree assault on a 7-year-old. Now, this young man, in City Springs Elementary School, he threw a 7-year-old boy up against the wall and fractured his jaw. I mean, it was just heartbreaking to even read that. I'm like, what is going on with people these days? I mean, he said the little boy was being unruly. Okay, he was being unruly. So him missing two teeth and his jaw being fractured was not the appropriate response to that. He gets sent to the tutors. I mean, after the tutor, he gets sent to the principal's office or something else. But to fracture his jaw into, I mean, to him even to teeth, that's too much. That's not right. Not right at all.
Well, yeah.
I mean, something has to be done with that. They gotta. People are out. I mean, but you never know what people are going through, especially teachers. Teachers got to go through a lot because they're dealing with other people's children. And so, I mean, sometimes you have children who are just completely disrespectful and unruly. I've definitely come across some unruly children in my line of work. And sometimes you want to jump in and say, oh, this is it. But then you be like, look, and you know how it is nowadays. It's not like before where, I mean, because, you know, they said it takes a village to raise a child. But nowadays, you got some parents that don't want you to say nothing to their child, unruly or not. So it's like, what in the world? I would be like, okay, well, thank you. I'm not like that. I don't have time for that. So it's crazy nowadays how things are because people. It seems like we have just lost our way. Just the world has just lost its way. Hopefully you can hear me well. My voice is not cracking because I am under the weather. So just bear with me, please. Well, as you know, I've been fighting for my daughter's rights. I got a call today from her worker's supervisor, pertaining to her worker who is biased against me. This young lady, her name is Beautiful White. She is the worker for my daughter, and she's definitely biased against me because we've had several different meetings. It's been several different meetings. My ex-husband. That's total discrimination against me. And the only reason she is discriminating against me is because I had to let her know about herself. Because she called me the same day on October 17th of 2016 to inform me that there was a mandatory meeting that same day at 10 o'clock. And she called me at 8:43 a.m. And at that point, I was on my way walking into the senator's office, so I could not attend the meeting. But she still went ahead and did the meeting and just carried on without me from that point on. He carried on without me, without my input on anything. Now, mind you, this is my child that she is sitting there doing all this for. I mean, all because she didn't like the fact that I told her that's not how you operate. That's not professionalism. It's not. It's constructive criticism. She should have took it and adjusted herself. Because if somebody told me some constructive criticism like that, I'm going to take it and adjust myself.
I mean, nobody's perfect.
Same time, you can't do that, especially if she knew about the meeting before. Some people, that's all I got to say. Some people. But it is what it is. Moving right on along. Like I told her supervisor today, I need her off of my case because it doesn't serve a purpose for her to be on my case and she's discriminating against me. That's not helping my child. That's just benefiting her. That's wrong. So I'm praying that she'll be removed ASAP. Because I'm not having that. I mean, my daughter doesn't. She doesn't take to her too well as well either. But like I told her, I mean, I have to be an advocate for my children. It's sad, but that's what it is. Now, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, that woman, as I tell you, she is a new commissioner at Kent County Family Courthouse in Dover, Delaware, and she's not qualified for the position. She lacks the experience needed for the position, and the only reason she was placed into the position was a favor for a favor from Brad Eby and Governor Jack Markell. And also, the 14 other senators, if they knew about the information, would have never voted her in. Not even information, the evidence, because it was concrete evidence against her with her work ethic, with her practice, and just how she does stuff. She fails to put proper information. I mean, she puts wrong Social Security numbers on documentation. She doesn't take time to check documents before she puts them in court. She has to end up redoing these documents. I mean, what kind of lawyer does that? I know people make mistakes, but when you making mistakes like that, that's costing people money, some people their life, their livelihood, then that's a problem. That's not someone who should be presiding over anyone's case, period. Especially since after the way she did her clients, all her clientele, she dropped them like a bad habit and did not inform anyone and still has not informed her client that she is no longer their attorney. She just closed up her practice, which Governor Jack Markell allowed her to do, and to just dump her clients without returning any of the funds, for not finishing out her job, for representing her clients, and allow her to walk away. That's not right. The laws have to be changed in Delaware. These laws are so old, and it's not changing with the time. It has to change because those laws, they do not benefit the people. And it's supposed to be about the people, not just the ones in these high not just for the officials. That's just totally, totally wrong. But you have, I mean, it's been around so long, nobody's ever, people just got to start standing up and doing what's right, period. Period, period, period. I know it's hard and it takes a lot, and you know how the corruption is. Politicians who would, lash out against you just like Governor Jack Markell did with me. He retaliated against me by appointing Gretchen C. Gilchrist as a commissioner after myself and Gretchen C. Gilchrist's other client spoke up against her. And But, I mean, what
do you think anybody was supposed to just sit there and let that happen?
I don't think so. It was wrong is wrong, was right is right, period. And speaking of Governor Jack Murphy, I still haven't heard anything from him. He's just like, not paying her any mind. And he's just going on like by his business. That's all right. I haven't forgotten about him. Single day to find out something.
People want to act like they don't know around here.
But that's what I'm saying. Everyone goes back and says the Attorney General is supposed to be the one that prosecutes. The Attorney General ain't trying to do Jack. Jack did me squat. Nothing, unfortunately. But that's all right. I'm going to keep praying on it and just pray that I find a loophole and find a way. Because where there's a will, there is a way. It's important. I mean, I've been having several different conversations today. People, it's important that our youth know their self-worth, because you have some grown-ups who don't know their self-worth and keep going around the same circle, keep doing the same thing over and over and not getting anywhere. I mean, you have to see at one point in time that you can't keep doing the same thing, can't be, keep associating yourself with the same people, especially if it's not bettering you. You have to be able to better yourself and advance yourself. I mean, there's so many people that are stagnated and just it seems like they're can't get anywhere, like a rat on a wheel, just keep going in the same circle, round and round and round. That's not how life is supposed to be. That's not how God wants us to be. We're supposed to be fruitful. We're supposed to be, you know, prosperous and blessed, so not like a rat running around and around. Sorry. I mean, but it comes from we are young. Now, you have some who are taught the right things, and they just choose to do the wrong things because it's easy. But when you have conviction in your heart, it makes it easy to do the right thing. But when you don't, it's hard to do the right thing. But they said it's a consequence for everything you do, either a good consequence, either a good one or a bad one. So the choice is yours. It's up to you. But when it comes to our youth, we have to invest in our children, because if we invest in our children, we're investing in their future. I mean, if they say they want to be a chef or do this or do that, by all means, prepare them, invest in it. I mean, don't be running with your head. Don't be running around. I got to do this. You don't take time out for yourself. That's not going to work either. Got to take time out for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, because you have some fathers who are raising kids by themselves. But me time is very important. And I repeat, me time is very important in order to keep your sanity. That's what probably happened to that man in Baltimore, the tutor who got the second degree and first degree assault charge for throwing the little 7-year-old up against the wall and giving him a broken jaw, and he lost 2 teeth with a bloody, I mean, the pictures are just so horrific. It made me sick to my stomach for even seeing that. People today, just gotta pray, because the world is in straight turmoil. That's why I tell people you got to still remain optimistic and still keep the hope alive, because it's easy for anyone to see what's going on and get stressed out, and stress kills. It truly, truly, truly kills. And I mean, that's the last thing anybody wants is to die from stress. But it happens on a regular basis, but we don't want that to be happening. So, I mean, like I told you, I've seen a lot of posts where they say, like, they're crying because of the Trump presidency and things like that. Don't cry. Dry your eyes. Everything will be all right in due time. Just got to keep the faith. Got to keep hope alive. I mean, you can't just – that's one thing we can't do is live in fear. That's a no-no. No living in fear. I know it's easier said than done. But just pray about it. Pray on it. Let go, let God. Let just let go. And the music, oh, the music we have today in this world, when it comes to the music that our children feed into their soul, is very, very important that we have to watch what they are listening to. Because kids imitate what they see and what they hear. So if they're feeding in negative music, like the rap music and even the R&B music, because, you know, some of the R&B artists, all they talk about is spend money and this, that, and the third. I mean, it's more to life than that. I mean, they have a platform to influence the youth. So why not rap and influence them about, you know, the positive side of how they got out the game or whatever, you know, because the rap music is pretty much geared towards, oh, yes, I used to do this, used to hit the corners and this, this, and this. Okay, somehow you got out the game. Don't rap about what you used to do. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, we still have to talk about what we used to do and what we went through in order for people to know our success story. But we can always, because you have the power, people have the power of influence. And that's what goes on. That's what goes on with the youth. They're influenced easily by what they see and what they hear. And it does start from home now. It definitely starts from home. So you need to pump them up with some jazz, some soul music, something. That good old music. But these musicians, I just, if you're listening, if you're out there, please, 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 you have to take notice of what's going on with the youth and the music that they listen to. Because if you hear them driving around, they pumping it in the car, there'd be nothing but cuss words, and they'd be going off. They'd be loving it. But it's not all about sex, drugs, and money. It's more to life than that, babe. It's more to life. So just got to teach our kids something else. Just feed them the other type of music so they can get into it and see, well, look, this is what I used to listen to back in the day, that good old soul music, that good old jazz music, something. This mess today, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'm so disgusted with it. I'm so disgusted with it. We're going to move right on along. Whoa. Well, this is Trump. Trump going to do what he want to do, point blank. I'm just going to put it just like that. He's going to do what he wants to do, and that's what he's been doing. I mean, he's taking charge, he's switching his cabinet now. Well, and it's not draining the swamp, he's adding to the swamp. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. And all we got to do is just sit back and we got to see what transpires. That's all we can do. To be honest, he's been picking a lot of people who are already, they're billionaires, for one, and just like they call them, the gazillion team, because, everybody on his squad, they definitely got some money. They papered up. They are definitely papered up. But with this money, I don't see anybody giving out to, who's giving back? Who's giving back to the less fortunate? I was having a conversation with Miss Ramsey from DSS today. And we had a conversation because it's a facility up in PA that helps children and houses children. And that's a very, very, very big facility. But my question is, how come we don't have anything like that in Delaware? I mean, Delaware has nothing like that for displaced youth or youth with trauma or anything like that. And that's another thing. They can't just, when they do have these kids down here with, you know, special kids with special needs,
but we have no facilities to house them in Delaware. That has to change. It has to be, somebody has to do something. If I had some money, oh yes. When the Lord blesses me with an abundance of money, I mean, He's laid it on my heart what to do. It's going to have to transpire because somebody has to be a true advocate for these children. You have the lawyers and these people who say, oh, yes, I'm an advocate. I do this and I do that. Okay, so why don't y'all all get together, put your money together. Like they say, put your money where your mouth is. Straight up. Put your money where your mouth is. You know what we need. So why nobody's trying to get it done? That's the question I want to know. Nobody's trying to get it done. Everybody's just out for their own selves to fulfill their own pocket, to fatten up their pocket. And if y'all didn't know, you can't take no money to no grave. So fatten up the pockets now, yes, it's all cool and dandy because you need money to survive, granted. But at the same time, you have less fortunate kids, less fortunate people out there that they need help. And some people are just born selfish and don't care about helping. But that's not how God's people, I mean, that's not how we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be selfish. We're supposed to be givers and doers, be productive. If you're not being productive, that's a problem. If you are not being productive, that is a problem. No, there's too many non-productive people in the world. Too many, too many. And I know times get rough and things happen. I mean, we all go through certain situations now, that's for sure. I mean, I know firsthand because I went through plenty of situations. But that's one thing about our situations. All of our trials and tribulations, it makes us stronger. It can either break some people or it can make some people. But at the end of the day, our trials and tribulations are supposed to be lessons learned so we don't repeat the same thing. Now, if you repeat the same thing, you're just a straight-up fool, and that's what it is. But at the end of the day, got to keep pushing forward, got to do what you got to do, and you got to fight for your rights. So never stop fighting for your rights. Now, I see on the news how they have, when they're talking about Romney, pretty much they're not even talking about Nikki Haley anymore, because she's already accepted her position in the Trump cabinet. But Donald Trump is just, I mean, he's just stringing Romney along. So we got to see what's going to happen with Mitt Romney. As far as I'm concerned, the man said what he said, he feels how he feels. If it's water under the bridge, then it's water under the bridge. But do I truly feel so? My opinion, no. But he wants to serve his country by being Secretary of State. He feels as though he could be effective, so he has to swallow his pride because he's swallowing a whole lot of pride now because he says some things. And, you know, I mean, our words are, they're powerful. They're very, very powerful. But at the same time, he said how he said what he felt and how he feels about it. I mean, that's something that's already out there. That's in the news. It's on the internet. It would never be taken back. Because once you say something, it's just done. It's out there. Well, Kent County Family Courthouse, they're tripping. First of all, the workers are... The workers are corrupted. They're part of the corruption. They're blockers, and they are part of the corruption. They tell me one thing, and it's something different. So I'm just going to have to keep pushing and do what I got to do because, I mean, Mr. Harris, the first being at Kent County Family Courthouse as a bailiff, that's not going to work. Not going to work. Ms. Melissa Ziegler, she since has not returned my phone calls. I've been calling, leaving messages with her secretary, with the front desk staff. I mean, just pretty much about anybody I could talk to and let them know what the situation was, because she is a straight-up liar. There's no way else to say it but to say it. I'm not sugarcoating nothing. That's number one. I don't have time for that. If y'all were sugarcoating, you got to change the channel, because it's not coming out from my mouth. I'm going to keep it real. Just keep it real, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
But just gotta we definitely have to learn how to stand together in order for anything to come about. Even with the when they had the protesters, they were standing together. Granted, you know, it erupted violently, but they are standing for a cause. Somebody's taking a stance. I mean, somebody is taking a stance. You can't just sit there and say, oh, my gosh, look what's going on TV, and nobody do anything. What purpose does that serve? That serves no purpose. That's why I said we are made to be productive citizens. We are made to be productive people. Sit around and look and speculate and talk trash about people and this, that, and third. No, not at all. That's not our MO. Time to get up, get moving, and do things to help one another. You have so many homeless out there on the street. I mean, it's sad. It's sad, it's sad. It breaks my heart every time I think about it. But that's why I said the Lord will bless me, and then I'll be able to do as I've been called to do. So I just wish that the ones who do have money now, let me get something done for the youth or the women. I mean, something. Anything. I mean, Donald Trump got a whole lot. What has he done? Has he said, okay, well, let's get together, let's buy some turkeys and do this, or let's get some toys and do this? I mean, no. And he can easily do that, but that's not the type of person he is. He doesn't have that type of heart. He's not about that life, like the youngin said. He's not about that type of, he ain't about that life. He's about getting rich, getting richer, and being richer than anyone. And that power, that's his thing. Power is his trip side. That's his trigger. Cabin number billionaires. Well, I know y'all heard about the plane crash with the soccer team. And if you didn't, it was a plane crash with the soccer team. And my heart goes out to their families. My heart goes out to their families. I just pray that God would give them comfort, 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 comfort in a time of their sorrow. And even the ones with the wildfire, the same goes for them as well. It's just a sad situation. But the Bible has to come to pass. That's all I can say. Now, the news media talks about every and every little thing. I mean, they talk about Donald Trump and his diet, that he eat McDonald's and KFC. So what? If that man want to eat KFC and McDonald's all day, every day, that's his prerogative. Next. Like, we got better things to report about than what Donald Trump puts in his mouth. Seriously. I mean, the things that the reporters just be putting on TV is ridiculous. But, I mean, it does speak of his healthiness, because, you know, Michelle Obama, she started that Get Up and Move program. She did a lot of nice programs. I must commend her. She started a lot of different movements in order to get the children healthier. A lot of childhood obesity in the world. You know, it was a good thing that of what she did, so that was a blessing.
Moving right on along, moving right on along. Now, Jill. Fine, Jill, Jill, fine. This woman has petitioned for recount. Now, we know Donald Trump, they said won Michigan. So, waiting on the other two. I am anxious to hear what will be the prediction for the other two, the Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. I believe he did win Michigan. I might be wrong. Well, no, he did. Because that's what came over on the news, so that's what it is. And I know the news, they do their fact checking. But, well, we got to see what's going on with Trump and his draining the swamp. I don't see nobody getting fired. I see people coming in, but is anybody going out the door? That definitely remains to be seen. Jill's fine. Wow. I mean, I'm glad that she did what she did, which was to do the recount. Somebody needed to do it because that map, that how it looked, did not add up whatsoever. So I'm just praying for a good outcome. And if not, like I said, it is what it is. Can't do nothing about that one. Just got to let it rock how it does, to be honest. And just keep hope alive and remain optimistic. The NBA is saying, the NBA saying that they won't visit the White House under Trump. Because you know how they go visit the president and things like that. They're like, yeah, no, we're not going up there. So hey, that's how it is. That's their prerogative. That's how it is. I read another article about a teen refugee that's selling sex in Athens on the street. A teen. I mean, it's crazy what they feel as though they have to do in order to survive. It shouldn't be like that. It should not be like that. It should be resources for every single body, regardless of their race or nationality. Regardless. But my prayers and thoughts are with the family of that teen girl, because that's a heartbreaking situation for that to happen. I mean, even with my own daughter, she was raped, she was beaten, she said an officer get shot, she said a woman get shot in her head, and she, I mean, that traumatized her. It traumatized her. My question is, like, after all that, I still ask the same question. She was out there and going through that. Why not call? Why not call? Remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. But at the end of the day, what's wrong is wrong. What's right is right. She should have never. The facility definitely needs to be held responsible. And Governor Jack McHale definitely needs to be held responsible. But the simple fact is they were negligent, very negligent in her care. In my daughter's care. Definitely, like I said, I got to keep fighting for my rights and her rights. Because as a parent, I have to be an advocate for my child, just like any other parent. We all have to be an advocate for our children, for our friends, the elderly, if anybody's being mistreated. Now, you know you're going to get some flack behind it, but hey. Well, ain't no punks in God's army. That's all I got to say. We ain't no punks. We can take, you know, some tough criticism or somebody snapping on us. You just got to keep it moving. Do what you do. As long as you write. So what? As long as you write. Winding down. But, like I said, I'm not going to talk it off. And plus, I'm under the weather. So it's taking everything for me to do it, but I mean, I love it.
and I love being able to express myself and allowing others to express myself, because for a long time, I wasn't able to express myself so freely. And to be honest, this is something I never thought I'd be able to do. But, you know, certain situation, it drives you to do things out of your element. And sometimes we do have to come out of our element in order for any type of change or any type of thing to come about. So that's why I say, when the Lord lays it on your heart, that's what it is. Got to do it. Got to do it. No ifs, ands, buts about that. Just like Joyce Meyer said, she would have never thought where she was. She would have never thought she would have been a teacher, because that was out of her element. She was making good money doing working in the, you know, higher paying field, and the Lord laid it on her heart to do what she's doing, is to teach. I mean, she went through some stuff now. If y'all don't know who Joyce Meyer is, look her up. Read about her. Read her bio. That's why they said you cannot learn something. You can't learn anything from someone who has not went through it. So that's why you have to be mindful of who you are speaking with, who you tell your business to, especially when you know, I mean, especially when they haven't went through it. It's no sense. And if you're having a problem and you see that you have friends or not even friends, associates that you do talk to, and you're not getting the results, take it to God. Don't be running your mouth with nobody who don't know what they're talking about, because you're going to get messed up in the process. It's going to be some mess. Now, well, with that said, I mean, it's a lot transpiring in our world. We just got to be hopeful and optimistic. Definitely got to be hopeful and optimistic and remain positive through it all. Because, I mean, what's going on now, it's trying times that we're going through right now, especially with the type of, with our president-elect. Because of how he ran his campaign, I mean, the things that he said and the things that were done. But as I say, God is in control, and he's a God that sits high and looks low, and he knows everything, every single thing he knows. So we just got to keep pushing forward and do what we got to do in order to maintain our sanity, number one, because this stuff right here that's going on in the world, it'll make anybody, you know, lose hope. But you got to keep the hope alive. Please keep the hope alive, because you have to remain optimistic and know that God is still God through all our situations that we go through. He's an awesome and amazing. So, and he definitely keeps us. He sees everything. I don't have that much time left of the show, but for those who just signed on, please, I tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m. I'm under the weather, so that I'm not going to be before you too long. Like I said, hopefully you can understand me and hear me clearly. I know my voice is a little raspy, and that's from, you know, me being under the weather. But I appreciate each and every single one who tunes in and listens. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. My online callers in the call, and the ones that call, and the callers who call in. If there's anything that you would like me to touch on, or if you would like to voice yourself, you can always email me at mcassociates4@gmail.com, or you can always call in at 323-642-1559. Mm-hmm. 1559. And the lines are always open. You can text and I'll answer your questions, or you can voice your opinions yourself. Like I said, this is a platform for anyone to express themselves freely. All I ask is that we all respect one another. That's it. I know everybody have their own differences of opinions, which is okay. That's what makes the world so unique, the difference of opinions. So as I say, just tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m., same time each and every night. Thank you, and God bless.